We are also following developments today in the Greek debt crisis. The German parliament has voted overwhelmingly to continue formal negotiations that would allow for another bailout for Greece, the third bailout. Germany has drawn a hard line in the negotiations with the rest of Europe, but it appears the rancor has softened a bit. The BBC got this reaction from Germans in Berlin.
The idea of the European Union is about staying together, helping each other, to create unity between all the European countries, and Greece definitely is part of the European countries.
It's absolutely necessary. I think it's we have a certain idea for Europe, and we have to help them.
If I see how the Greek people, how the reaction from the Greek people is to the German people, I'm not happy with it. But I'm sure that a lot of people from Germany wants to help the Greece.
Some Germans speaking with the BBC in Berlin. Well, today, European finance ministers also approved a short-term loan that will give the Greek economy a temporary lift. Mike Regan at Bloomberg News joins us with the latest. And Mike, that short-term loan from the EU is worth about $8 billion. Where's that money going to go?
Well, basically, it's kind of ironic, but it's basically going to pay back debt from some of their past bailouts. Greece has a 3.5 billion euro payment due to the European Central Bank on Monday. And it's also overdue for a big payment to the International Monetary Fund. So this will allow them to pay those payments as due and technically, you know, allow them to avoid default, which would have definitely exacerbated the situation.
Well, explain that. Why is it so important that they avoid default, even if they're just borrowing from one place to pay another debt that they owe?
Well, it really just at that point, it tears up the agreements they've had with Europe, European Central Bank and the European Union. And you know, it no longer allows them, for example, Greek banks to access emergency funding and things like that. And it could have possible ripple effects for anyone holding Greek assets. It would be a pretty dire situation.
What about the Greek banks? They've been closed now for weeks. They are set to reopen on Monday, it sounds like. But what kind of shape will they be in after this last week?
Well, it was clear that they really needed an injection of capital to even be able to open again. And the Bank of Greece had suggested that withdrawals will continue at a rate of about 3.5 billion to 4 billion euros a month. So money is just quickly being drained out of these banks. And the big question was, would the European Central Bank raise the cap on what's known as the Emergency Liquidity Assistance, which is a program by the ECB to basically keep struggling banks like this afloat? And the cap had been at about 88.6 billion euros. And just yesterday, the ECB decided they would raise the cap a little bit, which should give the Greek banks enough liquidity and enough money basically to reopen on Monday.
You know, what's been surprising about this entire situation, one of the many things that's been surprising here, is the Greeks talked all about how they didn't want these austerity measures, and then the parliament voted for them. And now we've got the German parliament, after putting up a lot of fight against giving Greece another bailout, voting overwhelmingly, 439 to 119 in the parliament in favor of basically moving forward on this new bailout. Was this a surprise?
Well, the sides have gotten very well polarized, both in Germany and in Greece. A lot of the leader of Greece, Alexis Tsipras, a lot of his own governing bloc in the parliament was against the bailout. And Merkel met with probably the most resistance she's had in these sort of Greek deals that they've had to vote on. But still, she was basically able to muster her majority together in the lower house to get it passed. But, you know, it was surprising if you look back on last week, where Germany's finance minister was basically floating the idea that Greece be removed from the euro for about 5 years.
Yeah.
So they have come around a lot now to you know, here we are voting in favor of this.
And could anything stop this bailout from going through at this point?
Yeah. So what, you know, Germany just voted on today was basically to agree to continue to negotiate a new bailout. So there's obviously big questions about how long it'll take to reach a new bailout. And there's also the International Monetary Fund. There's questions about what their participation will be. The head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, has continually suggested that Greek debt will need to be restructured, that the interest rates will need to be lowered,
right,
and that the terms be extended for a longer amount of time. So there still are plenty of question marks open about how this is going to unfold.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News with the latest on the Greek debt crisis. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.